What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Now, we had a really weird one this week, though. I can tell you that I basically picked this one right. I don't know that I gave specific numbers, but we're talking about New York 3, the special election to replace George Santos. You had Tom Suozzi, the Democrat, and you had Mazie Pillip. I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name because I haven't watched coverage as much as I've read coverage. Who is the Republican? I said going into this, Tom Suozzi, the Democrat's going to win this election. It was more of a referendum on George Santos than anything else. So, like I said, good news, bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news here. The bad news is, of course, that a Democrat picked up a seat that the Republicans had, and they would have had until November/January when they swore in the new Congress if they had replaced George Santos. So there might have been some jockeying there to say, look, if we get rid of Santos now, then maybe there'll be enough of a buffer to where in November people won't be doing a referendum on crappy George Santos, who lied his way into that seat. I mean, the dude is a mess. Let's not try to sugarcoat that. That dude was a train wreck. And maybe by the time November rolls around, it won't be a referendum on George Santos anymore, and then we can get back that seat. Well, that's political calculations, and we'll see how that plays out, because I think they knew they were going to lose this seat, and they did. As we said, the final numbers, or at least close to the final numbers, this is with like 98% reporting, was that Suozzi, the Democrat, won it with 53.9, basically 54% to 46%. Here's what's interesting about that. That is the exact same percentage in reverse from what the Republican did back in 2022, that being George Santos. So there was a flip here. And it is a swing seat. It's typically a seat that in the past Democrats have held, but that Republicans have made some inroads and gained and won recently, obviously, with Santos. So are they saying maybe we can win this back in November? I don't know. There's a lot of attention paid to this one seat. I mean, we're talking about $28 million or something spent in this special election on this one seat. That is a lot of money. But that's kind of the way things are going in the House, because you have less and less competitive seats as they redistrict and redraw. They're drawing safer and safer seats for both parties, not just one. Both parties are doing this to where something like, and I'm giving you a rough estimate, in 2010, for instance, there would have been something like 60 to 70 competitive seats in the 435. That's not a lot. But it's more than it is now, which is more like 30 to 40 competitive seats in all of the 435 seats. Okay, so you're going to have more concentrated money coming into the competitive ones, because those are really the only ones that can swing back and forth, this being one of them. All right, with that being the bad news, I was all planning to do a segment here and just be like, look, Republicans got to get their act together. But when I looked at the data, I was actually pretty pleased with it. Because I was ready to give you a whole segment about how Republicans have to get their act together with early voting. And Republicans are very wary of this. I understand that. But I'm not talking about mail-in voting. I'm talking about early voting. You don't have to vote by mail to do early voting. Republicans, if you're listening right now, you're probably among the super high percentage of consistent voters, okay? So it's really not even us that are talking. If you're a consistent voter, then I'm not even talking to you. It's those kind of hit and miss. They show up in presidential elections a lot and not others, or they show up every 8 years instead of every four. Those kind of people. It's those kind of people that both parties have to go after. Well, Democrats already are. Republicans are trying to catch up. Now, I was under the impression that Republicans had not been doing much to catch up. But here's the good news. early voter turnout did still slightly favor Democrats, with 24,000 Democrats showing up, but almost 20,000 Republicans showed up early. That is a big, big difference, because Democrats in the last couple cycles, ever since 2020, have been showing up early voting in mass way more than Republicans. And that doesn't account for 11,468 unaffiliated voters. So that being independents or whoever, according to the Nassau County Board of Elections. So what does that all mean? It means that it looks like Republicans are getting their act together, at least from this election. They're moving in the right direction. Still a long way to go. You got to play by the new rules. I don't like the new rules, but you got to play by them if you're going to win.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.